Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hello, this is Mike Woodring, and I'm speaking with Benjamin Day about his course ALM with TFS 2012 Fundamentals. Benjamin is a Microsoft Visual Studio ALM MVP and certified Scrum trainer who specializes in software development best practices using Microsoft's development tools, with an emphasis on Team Foundation Server, Scrum, and Windows Azure. Hello, Ben. It's good to have you with us today.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
So I know that this course is actually the first in a series of courses you have planned around the Microsoft Application Lifecycle Management stack. Can you give us the 40,000-foot overview of what this course covers, how it relates to those other courses you have planned, and who the target audience is?
Yeah, so for this one, we start off with a module that gives you the 40,000-foot view of everything. And actually, the way that we got going on this one is we thought that this was going to be one overview course that would take care of the entire ALM stack. But as we got into it, it started becoming very clear that this was either going to be a 55-hour course or something ridiculous like that, or that we're going to have to break it apart. So in this one, we focus on basically the stuff that happens in Team Foundation Server itself. And then what we're going to do in the future is have a course that's targeted for developers, and then we're going to do another one about testing, specifically QA testing.
Very good. So in your first module, you're very clear about the one thing that you want folks to take away from this course. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So that one takeaway is that TFS is more than just version control. And actually, I think I have a slide that is the very first slide in one of the modules. It says, if you learn one thing, you will learn that TFS is more than just source control. And this comes out of just kind of a frustration slash disappointment that I've had, viewing customers and talking to people who use TFS, and they don't realize that it does so much more stuff. They kind of think of it as just a replacement for SourceSafe, and, well, there's a lot more to it. So there's project management, there's automated build, there's reporting, all kinds of stuff. And, you really can do a lot with your team once you've installed TFS, and then you can take care of lots of different things inside of what you would do when you're running a project if you think of it as more than just version control.
Great. So your course focuses on three key aspects of the ALM lifecycle: version control, work items, and automated builds. So following up on that point you just made, most folks are aware of the version control aspects of TFS, but how do work items and automated builds fit into the bigger ALM picture?
Right. So if you think about ALM, at least in the way that I think of it, it's kind of about following known best practices so you don't fall on your face when you're writing software. So my elevator pitch is that I help companies not lose a couple $1 million at a time writing software. So a lot of this is making sure that managing your project and knowing what's going on it is easy to do. So that's where work items comes in. So work items help you to track defects and requirements and tasks that have to happen, and not only just recording what they are, but also recording who did them and what the current state of them are, so you don't miss anything and you don't have to remember what not to forget. And then going into automated builds help you to make sure that you know how to compile your code. And, that sounds kind of simple, like, well, I can just hit, Control-Shift-B in Visual Studio and just compile my code right there on my desktop. Well, that leaves you this problem called the works on my box problem, so that you have something that you've written and it works fine on your machine, but when you check it in and somebody else picks it up, it doesn't work on their machine. And that a lot of times will surface itself in the QA cycle. That once QA grabs your code and they try to go do something with it, it just absolutely dies. So with automated build, you introduce this neutral third party that will do a get latest from version control and compile the code there and run some tests and make sure that it works on that machine. So if it works on a machine other than your dev box, you're in pretty good shape for making sure that you don't have the works on my box problem, rearing its ugly head.
Great, that makes a lot of sense. So now one of the major new features of TFS 2012 is the addition of Agile and Scrum planning tools, which you devote an entire module to in your course. Can you give us a glimpse into what you cover?
Yeah, so like a little bit of background on this first. So in TFS 2005 and 2008 and 2010, a lot of people used it to manage Scrum teams or Agile teams. I mean, TFS is a very Agile-centric product. The problem has been that out of the box, there was not stuff for actually running a Scrum or an Agile team. And you could go and get stuff. It used to be you'd grab the Conchango template and you could use that. Or you'd go out and you'd get Urban Turtle or something like that and install it. And these third-party tools would help you out to actually run those Agile or Scrum teams. But, you know, with a product that's as awesome as Team Foundation Server, it really didn't make a lot of sense that wasn't available out of the box. They finally got to that in TFS 2012, and it's kind of awesome, actually. So what you have is you have three different pieces. So one is the backlog manager that helps you manage your product backlog, and that gives you the tools for prioritizing and keeping track of the list of everything you want to do at some point in the future on your app. Then you've got sprint planning tools, and those sprint planning tools will help you figure out what you're going to do in the next iteration or sprint. So usually that's the next 2 to 4 weeks worth of work. And you plan stuff out, and it's got a nice drag-drop interface. And then you also have something called the Scrum Board, and the Scrum Board helps you quickly visualize what the status is of all the tasks that you're supposed to do in the current sprint. So you can see who's assigned to it. You can see how much work is remaining. You can update the remaining work. It's very cool, and you can drag drop things around to keep things updated. So that's really helpful for running that daily stand-up meeting that you're probably going to have, well, hopefully every single day on your Scrum project.
So what else can you tell us about the upcoming course that you're working on as a follow-on to this one?
Sure. So we've got the one that's, this is the one that's about Team Foundation Server, and we decided to break it apart into probably three different pieces. So the TFS one, we've already got that out there. The one that's coming up fairly shortly, it's nearly finished, is one that's aimed at developers. So for this developer course, we're talking a lot about unit testing and the mocks and fakes framework that's inside of Visual Studio Ultimate. We're also going to talk about coded UI testing and some fantastic stuff you can do there to test your running user interfaces. Then we've got stuff about some of the new add-ins to Team Explorer, like My Work, code reviews, and then there's stuff like code clone detection and code analysis and code metrics, all kinds of cool stuff like that. And then finally, we're going to wrap up with some stuff about architecture and modeling and then database projects. And I think the final piece of that is going to be dealing with feedback and PowerPoint storyboards for lightweight requirements.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Ben. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Again, this is Ben Day's new course, ALM with TFS 2012 Fundamentals. Thanks again, Ben.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.